Gates sees 207 milliners in net outflows. After user theft incident Gate, one of the larger centralized crypto exchanges by spot volume, recorded about $207 million in net outflows over a seven-day window following a reported user theft incident, according to DeFi Llama data circulated by Wu Blockchain on July 11, 2026. The figure measures money leaving the platform minus money coming in, so it captures a real drain on balances rather than routine trading churn. The context is a jittery market. Bitcoin sat at $64,084 as of July 11, 2026, up 0.3% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 32, fear. When sentiment is already defensive, a security headline gives holders a reason to act on caution they were already feeling. The numbers behind the drain net outflow is a cleaner read on confidence than a raw withdrawal count. A busy exchange processes deposits and withdrawals constantly, and on a normal day, those roughly cancel out. A $207 million net figure over a week means withdrawals outran deposits by that margin, sustained across days rather than a single panic hour. The trigger, per the reporting, was a user theft incident. That phrasing points to funds taken from customer accounts, rather than a treasury exploit against the exchange itself, though the public detail remains thin at the time of writing. Either way, the market response is the same. Some users move first and ask questions later. The original DeFi Llama data is the primary source here, and no exchange postmortem or official statement had been published when this figure surfaced. Outflows of this size do not, on their own, threaten a solvent exchange. Gate handles far more than $207 million in daily volume. The signal matters less as a balance sheet event and more as a trust readout. Every user who moved funds made a decision that the marginal safety of holding on Gate was no longer worth it. Custodial trust is the real exposure. When you hold assets on any centralized exchange, you hold a claim against that company, not the coins themselves. The exchange controls the private keys. That arrangement is convenient for trading and for spending through linked cards, but it concentrates risk in one operator. If that operator suffers a breach, an insolvency, or a freeze, your access depends entirely on its solvency and cooperation. The collapses of FTX and Wirecard are the reference points people reach for, and they are the reason a headline like this one moves money within hours. The alternative is spending and holding from your own wallet, where the keys never leave your control. Self-custody removes counterparty risk from the venue, though it shifts the burden onto the user to secure their own seed phrase. That trade-off is exactly the calculation the departing Gate balances represent. Some users decided the counterparty risk outweighed the convenience. This is not the first time in recent weeks that custody has been the deciding factor in where crypto sits. After MyCA forced Binance to restructure its EU operations, roughly 70% of the withdrawn balances went straight to self-custody, rather than to another exchange. Users are increasingly treating a centralized platform as a place to transact, not a place to store. Practical read for Gate users. For anyone holding on Gate, the base rate advice does not change with the headline, "Keep only what you actively trade or spend on any exchange and move idle balances off." That holds whether or not the current outflow wave proves overblown. Gate's card and exchange products still function, deposits are processing, and there is no public indication of a withdrawal halt. But the cost of moving funds you do not need on platform is low, and the cost of being wrong about an exchange's health is total. For the broader market, watch whether the outflows stabilize or accelerate over the coming days. A one-week drain that flattens out reads as a contained scare. A drain that keeps widening, especially if paired with slower withdrawal processing, is the pattern that precedes real trouble. So far, the data shows a single seven-day window, not a trend. The measured event is narrow, $207 million net out, over 7 days after a reported user theft. The lesson it reinforces is not. Balances held on someone else's keys move at the first sign of doubt, and this week they moved.